So Holger, Oracle introduced a lot more adaptive intelligent applications this week at OpenWorld. There are a few, I think, that were standouts for you. Which are the ones that really kind of stood out for you as being the biggest news?
Well, finally, first of all, right, because it was only two examples last year, right? And we were almost worried that Oracle might miss the whole AI train. So this year they caught up on some of them. Some of them didn't get delivered, which they announced in the sales and marketing area. But the main area is still in the CX area, where probably Oracle's strongest has the most experience. But the exciting ones, I think, because they show that Oracle understands other domains, are in the HCM area and the finance area.
So the recruiting module, they actually introduced recruiting for HCM Cloud, is that correct?
That's right. So the largest piece missing, the only big crater in the whole HCM suite, single cloud platform story, was recruiting, which was still done by Taleo. And no matter what the integration prepared and fixed was, it was always ugly, it was always hard for customers, would always break the story. So I've been giving them a hard time for a long time, saying, when are you going to address this? And it was, no, the world doesn't need another recruiting system, Taleo is good enough. And since basically 2 years, they've been working on the new recruiting, which is good that they solve it with all the benefits, and now all of Oracle HCM is on the same platform.
Is this a total break from the Taleo recruiting module, or did some of that technology...
It's a long-term replacement, right? I think Taleo will go down the Apps Unlimited road or something, so nobody will be pushed off if they don't want to. Customers should look at it, but it's the replacement, the single suite message, which was there for the rest of the HCM suite, is now valid for recruiting too.
Okay. So the supply chain management module was also a big piece of this for you, I think.
Well, that's the overall umbrella messages, right? Yeah. That Steve Miranda in his keynote said that everybody of the older customers, which are part of Apps Unlimited on Oracle eBusiness Suite, on PeopleSoft, on JD Edwards, should now actively look, because functional parity is there, or functional superiority is there in the Fusion, or the cloud version of the Oracle suite right now. And that's a major milestone, and Oracle never had the confidence of that. Manufacturing was laggard, so they luckily finally seem to have caught up on the manufacturing side.
And
the catch-up is also happening lower in the stack, where they unveiled machine learning and AI services, which allow you to work with the big data capabilities, combining that, right? Because deep learning functions only with big data, because you have to throw all the data that you can find, and then have the software learn the deep neural networks to automate pieces. Mm-hmm. So it has to happen on multiple different levels of the stack. So that's good to see.
One of the things that isn't clear to me, and I know that, that there was a roadmap that was shown at one of the presentations. I haven't looked at it closely, but it does seem as if a number of these adaptive intelligent applications are not quite here yet. And many are, and some are coming next year, probably.
What?
Do you have a sense of which ones are coming when?
I don't remember the roadmap. There's so much going on, right? But there's more coming, and the important thing from an overall enterprise perspective is that these get balanced out. You can't just do it for CX, where the acquisition originally was there and Oracle fits strongly because I understand the data, the Oracle graph and so on. But you have to be able to apply this. And maybe they're going the way like Oracle from SaaS to PaaS to IaaS. Mm-hmm. The same thing is happening with the AI or adaptive intelligence applications, that some of the foundation has to be created first in the PaaS layer or in the IaaS layer. Right? We saw the machine learning compute example. Like Larry in his keynote showed how they can compute things faster. I think he was bashing Microsoft the one time, right? They could be doing something better than Microsoft on machine learning side. So I think Oracle is going through fast machine learning cycle similar to what they did with the applications. And that should be a bigger platform for everybody, not just for Oracle building packaged applications, but also for customers building their own.
Speaking of platforms, there's been a number of different approaches, and I think you and I have talked about this at some of the previous conferences, between what SAP is doing, Infor, IBM Watson. There's different approaches to whether it's sort of a generic tool, as I understand it, that then gets applied, versus specific applications that the vendor tries to put within a particular module. That seems to be kind of one of the breakdowns. Do you agree with that, or is it more complicated than that?
Well, the question is, can you have this Uber intelligence across your suite, or do you have to build little, smaller apps, right? And InfoFence launched...
Coleman,
thank you. Coleman, right? They all have different names here. Launched Coleman, and Coleman has leased the quest to be the Uber assistant across the different domains, right?
Yeah.
So Oracle, the adaptive intelligence, went to the more modular piece, right? And SAP is an AI story in terms of there's the SAP Copilot, but there's relatively little in comparison to the other three, right? So which is interesting to see, right? But SAP is forming as well their strategy. Leonardo is a platform of machine learning. And the Copilot's been around since a long time. Mm-hmm. SAP has spent a lot of time figuring out how they do speech recognition, which actually has been won by neural networks, and everybody's using Google like everybody's using TensorFlow. That's a big surprise here too, that Thomas Kurian mentioned TensorFlow twice as the deep learning machine learning network, and the benchmark test was also TensorFlow. So if one deep learning technique is winning right now, that's Google TensorFlow.
Mm-hmm. So I saw a presentation about the manufacturing adaptive intelligence component, and they had a data scientist get up and talk about some things that looked, I'm not a data scientist, but they seem pretty complex. And so it made me wonder how much of this is really still analytics and data science and needs a lot of data scientists either at Oracle or maybe at the customer location.
I'm always worried when the data scientist steps up, and I have nothing against them, right? So they're great, very, very smart, talented individuals. But that means, like, take Larry's keynote on the autonomous database, people are involved, right? And you have good people or bad people, and good people have bad days, right? So companies cannot rely on single data scientists to do their AI. It has to be in software, and this is why the neural networks are so popular right now, because software architectures can learn and build these neural networks continuously. They don't have to sleep, they don't have to go to the bathroom, they don't have to take breaks, they don't take vacations, they don't have bad days, right? They just look at the data and build your neural network deeper or further or more lateral from each other, and as long as you keep it running, it will make decisions.
So another big part of the announcements this week was the idea of the autonomous database and also the largely automated security.
Right.
The security cloud, the management cloud.
Well, we saw the biggest upsell ever.
Yeah.
At an open world, right? It's like, well, if you want to have security, you have to get our security. And basically, who's going to say, I don't need security right now?
Right.
With everything that's going on, right? So this is every other thing that Oracle has come up is a major revenue or cost item holder, depending on the perspective. You think RAC, not everybody needs RAC.
Right.
Golden Gate, doesn't apply to everything. But if I have a production database, I probably need security. And with the link to that, I think it's going to be, we witnessed the biggest upsell today in Larry's keynote in Oracle history in regards of having one additional product that pretty much everybody needs in production.
Yeah. So maybe I misunderstood it, but it seemed as if that product was, they were saying it would work for anybody's system. In other words, they could try to sell this to somebody who's running like an SAP platform.
They said it's open, that was just the sensing, alerting, and feeding information.
Yeah.
So you might get the alert. I don't think Oracle or Larry stepped up and said anything that will take down, manage another system. But as long as an Oracle database, it will take care of the Oracle database. It may not run with your third-party application, say, in SAP anymore, after it got patched, right? You might have more issues, but at least the database has been secure.
Right.
And that's really the biggest concern further beyond that, because there's so many more things even in the Oracle stack, forget the third-party part, which you need to secure and close, right? What if an actor gets on your Fusion middleware, your WebLogic server, which is also Oracle, and just gradually ramps up certain malicious activity, which stays under the radar for whatever reason, because it just grows by 0.1% a day,
right?
Which makes a lot of problems after 1,000 days too, right?
Yes. Growth,
right? So there's many things which have to be locked down on the stack, and it's obviously early days. The other irony, interesting thing is, like, there's been always tremendous cost to run the Oracle database. There's been always tremendous human errors, right? I mean, the tablespace extension has been legendary for Oracle, right?
Yeah.
And so why does Oracle only have that idea now? Certainly, we learn more about cybersecurity attacks, right? How perfect timing for Oracle that today is the Equifax inquiry in front of Congress.
Oh, I know, yes.
Right? This couldn't be happening better timing-wise,
that's
right?
That's true.
People hear in the morning what's happening to the ex-CEO of Equifax, and then hear Larry saying, I have a solution.
Yeah, it was in the news. Yeah.
What a sales and marketing perfect allocation of the stars. But I think Oracle, and they don't admit to it, but I think Oracle learned a lot by their clouded customer, where they manage the systems. And Oracle realized, hey, we need a lot of DBAs.
Yeah.
So you never experience your things as well as by yourself than when you have to run and manage these systems. And I think that's good for customers and good for Oracle that they look more into automation. And interesting that despite Oracle being late to the cloud overall, as we know by now they've caught up, hopefully for their customers, that the other traditional database competitors have not done anything in this world yet.
Yeah.
Now they will have to answer. We'll see what comes from Microsoft or from IBM.
Well, Holger, it's great to see you. you again, as always.
Always a pleasure. Yeah. Yeah.